shovel pass, the shortest pass in your career?
Easiest touchdown pass in my career, for sure.
Brian, 4 games ago, you guys are 2-5. You know, I know you guys won a little bit, but you're 2-5. You're in Miami. You're down 41-0, and now you're 6-5. You're still the type of person in the South. How huge of a turnaround physically and mentally has it been for you guys?
I think we just started playing better, really. I think I knew the type of character our team had in that second half of the Miami game. I mean, we could have came out and just laid an egg, and it could have been really bad. I think when we came out and we kept fighting, you know, we ran out of time. It wasn't a good first half. But I think that kind of showed the character of the guys we have. And I knew we'd be okay. You know, I knew it was going to be tough. But, you know, we stuck together and believed in each other. And now we're playing, you know, good football. Our defense is playing lights out. I mean, to hold those guys to 2 field goals, you know, unbelievable job. So offensively, we're running the ball better, which, you know, as a quarterback, anytime you run the ball, I think it makes it easier. So, you know, we're just playing good complementary football, and we got to keep getting better. It's only going to get tougher from here on out. You know, now it's going to be December. You know, if we want to make a run, we got to play our best football in December. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I talked to you guys a bunch, you know, when I first came here. I knew I played against this team last year. I knew the defense was going to be tough. I knew the playmakers they had. Obviously, I knew Coach O'Brien and the offense. So for me, it was just an opportunity I didn't want to pass up. And now here we are in, you know, November 29th, and we just got to keep improving. I think that's the key. You know, don't sit back. And I think we have a group of guys that are hungry to come out and play better each week, which I think if we keep that attitude, you know, that's what we have to do to sustain the success. Yeah, it was awesome. I think, you know, it's always been emphasized. So to finally get it done, hopefully that kind of breaks the streak and then, you know, go from there. But I think, you know, all along, anyone who's watched our offense, as soon as we get rolling, you know, that's when we have success. So I think we're doing a better job on first and second down, and then, you know, keeping the third down short. I think that's really the key. And, you know, I think when we do that, you know, we're in better shape. And then, you know, we got to keep it going. We can't, you know, score the first 2 possessions and then kind of lull to sleep a little bit. Obviously, you know, really dumb interception by me. But I think for the most part, and then we did it again coming out in the second half. So that's huge. I think, like I said, I think we're kind of feeding off each other. We're feeding off the defense. They're feeding off of us. So for them to see us go out, put 2 quick scores up, and then come do it again in the second half, I think, you know, it's good complementary football. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it was, you know, with them coming in with a new defensive coordinator, we weren't, you know, you study as much as you can to prepare. You know, they did some different things. So on that look, I wasn't really sure, you know, what they were doing. So I made sure that we were protected just in case there was blitz. And then, you know, Griff did a great job of blocking his guy and realizing it wasn't, you know, the blitz that I had thought it was, and got open in the flat. And, you know, he had a great day. I mean, you know, to get him back involved, CJ had a few catches. I think getting those guys involved in the offense really helps. Not really. I mean, I always go in just trying to thinking about the game plan and how I've been coached it up. And you know, like Tanya said, like, it wasn't, you know, that definitely wasn't schemed up on that play. He kind of, you know, he's in protection. And then he realized, you know, it wasn't the blitz that, you know, I thought coming. And he did a good job. And the O-line did a great job giving me time to look around. And he got open. And then the other one, you know, I threw it. And I thought he was going to score. I was on my, you know, I got knocked down, but I'm looking at him running, and he looked like he was pulling away from guys. So, you know, I think it's safe to say that, you know, he's back. You know, it's his you know, third week back. He's doing a good job.
When you can control the ball for almost 37 minutes,
yeah.
What is that? Do the defensive guys thank you for doing that?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, you know, those guys are playing a really good job. So for us to stay on the field, it does keep them fresh. And you know, I think we've talked about it all along. You know, we need to come out and establish the run. And I think those guys did a tremendous job, especially at the end when they know you're going to run it and you go out there and continue to run it and end the game with the ball. I think that was – it's a real testament to the improvement those guys have made and kind of the mentality.
How pumped were you by the defense making a quick stop to start the game? I mean, that has
yeah. That was awesome. I mean, you know, usually a team comes in, they usually defer. So for them to take the ball and then for us to, you know, go right down and score, I think that kind of set the tone for the day. And like I said, you know, we can't have these lulls where it's, you know, 2 scores and then, you know, we're not doing anything for a while. So we got to keep improving in that area. But I think, like I said, everybody's feeding off each other. Special teams are doing a great job. And for us, I know for me, you know, sitting over there watch that defense, it gets me fired up when I see them make a big play or a sack or whatever. And knowing that, you know, the other thing is we're going to get the ball in some good, you know, field position. position.
I'm sure you've talked every week about trying to get off the faster starts. Obviously, it happened today. And I'm sure you tweak something every week. Was there a specific tweak today that made you spin?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, people ask the question, why aren't you starting fast? Well, sometimes the plays just don't work. You know, the defense makes a good play. So I think today, you know, we start off with a long run for a first down. Then we get moving, you know, get a few no-huddle plays. And then really the second drive, we hit a few big passes. And I think, you know, it's just good when you get that rhythm. And we have to do a better job of continuing to do what we did today and really start fast and get those positive plays. And then, you know, when you do get to third down, it's third and two, third and four. It's not, you know, third and eight, third and ten. It's tough to convert in this league when it's that down a distance.
Ryan, similar question. Started the third quarter. What was different? What made you guys?
You know, I think the same thing. We hit a few runs, and then, you know, they had some defensive penalties, and then hit Griff on a long pass, and then all of a sudden you're down there. You know, we stay in the pass game a few, and then I think, you know, with that passing game, we kind of got them off a little bit. So, you know, George did a good job of calling a run, and then Blue did a good job, you know, behind that offensive line, you know, punching it in. I think, you know, in order to reach our goals, we have to continue to get better. I don't think, you know, this is us peaking yet. I think, you know, for me, I look at this game already reviewing. There's things that I definitely could have done better. And I think when everybody, you know, sits there and evaluates themselves, I think, you know, they'll say the same thing. And, you know, it's not going to be perfect, but there's some stuff we definitely got to clean up offensively. Like I said, we can't just go out there and score two quick ones and then, you know, not really have anything for the next the rest of the half. So I think there's a ton of room for improvement, and I think we got to stay hungry, and I think we will. Just anxious, I guess. You know, you want to get back out there and play. Obviously, get hit. And I don't think you ever want to get hit, but, you know, you want to, you know, get that first initial hit and get up and respond. And, you know, so I think, you know, it was good to get back out there. Obviously, the fast start helped a little bit. So, you know, I felt good.
Being inactive last week, how much did you feel fresh coming into today's game? Obviously, you
know, yeah.
Inactive.
Sure.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole process that I went through really – you know, prepared me to know that I was coming in here and I'd be ready to go. There was no question about that. So, you know, it's also, you know, when you go through that situation, you kind of step back and you watch your team from a different angle. And I think for me, it made me more hungry to get back out there, especially seeing the success that they had last week. So I just wanted to be out there and be a part of the team.
Ryan,